Sì, Geo.
NAWRO, how copy, Tom?
I'm good, just checking out today's schedule.
Yeah, monitoring too. Looks like they were thinking about calling it off. What have you heard the latest?
Just whatever was on Discord. That's about it. I haven't heard anything else out, you know, in regards to it.
Yeah, same thing for me. So I guess that's why we're listening here, in case Wally and Sean come up with something else. So probably gonna cancel myself, but I am interested in seeing what the others do. NAWRO.
Yeah, like I said, I haven't heard anything yet, and it looks like Wally said we'll chat on in the AM on 2.6, so that's all I'm waiting for.
88 VSI, you guys talking about breakfast?
That is correct.
I haven't heard anything either, but I'm still planning on going. Unless I hear otherwise, got my snow cleared already. Got less than 2 inches here, no big deal at all. But I know other places got more.
How much did you get in Memphis there, Tom?
Probably around 2 inches, nothing major.
Yeah, that's the same down here. So, I don't know. We'll see what they, if Wally and Sean are going.
Yeah, it sounds like a plan. I said, that's all I saw on Discord. It was 11:19 last night. I was already in bed.
Yes, sir. Same thing with me. So, I don't know. I'm in limbo. I'll think about it. I still have the grandkids here, so that might be a decision in my side. Not really the weather as much as grandkids are going to want to wake up and play in the snow.
Yeah, my roads haven't been plowed, but I still only have like 2 inches.
Well, Ridge looks good, and M19 through town should be fine. But then I'd have to get to the snow for the driveway and sidewalk as well. So I don't know. We'll be in limbo mode here for a minute and see how many others join. Really wanted to go, but I don't know. We'll see. NAWRO, I will be monitoring.
I will as well, KJO. People are up at 6:30.
I was up at 4:22.
You crazy. All right, I'm going out to shovel. Back. KFAS.
Alrighty. KE8 PSI.
WATPP monitoring. WAPP.
Morning, Don. Good morning, Wally. KE8 VSI.
Hey, Griff, are you going to make the breakfast thing? Just try and get an idea. I mean, I'm going.
Yes, sir. KZ8 Dave and I will be there.
Okay, very good. All right. Hey, Tom. It's AKGO. Where are you? Hey, Donald. Morning.
W8VD, this is NAWRO. Wally, you said you're gone?
Yeah, the roads don't look that bad here. I stayed close to 32, so it didn't really accumulate. Even my sidewalks are bare.
It's about 3 or 4 inches of heavy snow up in the driveway here, so I'm going to clear that out, and yeah, I'll try to make it then, 8 o'clock, at whatever the name of that restaurant is. I forgot already. The old Twisted Rooster.
Yes, sir.
Very good. NAWRO, be clear. Back at it.
Everyone, make sure to brake slow, not brake fast. You know you're going to have brake fast.
KKJL
is mobile to brake fast.
KCKJO.
mobile now. Just curious, are you in front of me or still up north?
Negative. I'm at Gratiot and Main Street, M19. So, daughter's driving. We're in my mother-in-law's car. We're in a black car station.
Copy that. M19 just crossing the tracks, leaving town now. I'll see you at the venue then. NAWRO will be monitoring.
Copy that. CSPTH breakfast. KCKGO.
KFAS Mobile.
WAC Mobile. KCKGO arrived at site. All right, sounds good. We got 10 minutes before the open.
There's all that big, bad snow we were supposed to get.
KHBB.
KHBB, KZ8Z. I'm probably a bit staticky right now. I'm close to home and in a valley.
Dave? Oh, you were surprisingly clear. Not too bad there. You made a pretty good time. I'm just leaving. There was much chatting after you guys left. So, anyway, just got on the road a few minutes ago.
Yeah, it was a good gathering. That was fun. Nice to meet people, you know, rather than just chat on the air. Well, I'm pulling in the sun. You're hanging out there with your call sign in the air. So I thought I'd answer, but I'm pulling in right now. So, nice to meet you, morning, Don. Hopefully see you again soon. And tell me how that antenna looks actually installed. Okay, BB, KZ, AZ, I'll be clear up here.
Very good. Yep, you were pretty noisy there, so but I caught it all. So, all right, we'll catch you next time. Yeah, it was a nice gathering. Nice to chat and see people. 73K8BB. Yo.
That was a good breakfast.
Yeah, I like the place. Kind of expensive, but I do like the place. But I figure we'll do it sometime in February, early to mid-February again. We'll all get together, same place. or maybe Richmond, whatever. Whatever works out.
Oh, absolutely. It was really good. Yeah, like I said, it was a little bit pricey, but, you know, it was really good. It was nice seeing everybody.
Very good. I'm going to stop and get some fuel here. I'm going to go home and do things around the house. Might throw some decorations up. Work on the village. We got a village that she's really happy with. Put the tree up. We'll do something Christmassy. Marion says it's very short this year, only like 4 weeks. So, probably have to get moving along on that.
Yeah, I was planning on, we got to get a tree. And I'll probably do something on next Saturday. Put it all up. I don't really, I just have inflatables. I'll put those up. Put the
Plan on doing it soon,
and we'll
chat a little bit later.
WABD, Claire Pierce. I'm good, sir. I'll be out and about. Thanks for coming. Very enjoyable morning. KACQ.
How was it? Where were you? Mama didn't want me going, and I wanted to do the snow before I drove over it and packed it all down. So, and I didn't feel like starting it at 6:30 in order for me to be there by 8. Who set that time? It was a great event, fun had by all. I think Dave sent you a picture of who all was there. Yeah, no, it looks like a good crowd, at least a dozen, so that's good. And great place. I already knew that. I just wanted to see what some of the virgins thought. You and I, we'd already been there. But I was wondering what some of the noobs thought. Yeah. And four of the significant others were there as well. And, yeah, they have brought us two kids.
Well, good deal. Hello, Marion. Good morning. And, you can say that, we knew this place before it was famous.
We figure our next one will probably be sometime in February. It doesn't necessarily have to be the same location, but somewhere in the northeast part of the county.
Yuppers. Yeah, I was up and I was going to go, but Andrea didn't want me going, and she wasn't up yet, and I didn't want to wake her up and tell her I was going. But last night, she's like, you're not going, it's going to be snow, you know. And I looked, the roads looked okay, so I was going up. But again, I wanted to get the snow done before packing it all down, so. Ah, oh well. I would have liked to have been there. I probably should have went. At least my back wouldn't be thrown out like it is now. Boy, I'll tell you what, well, if you're going to be doing that snow, be careful. It is really wet and heavy.
We have none up here. It's 36, and our sidewalks were clean, and our driveway was clean. It was basically above the temperature, and so I think we were close to the lake, and I'm getting turned around here. Looks to me like something happened to a power pole.
Really? Well, that's interesting. Yeah, we got it down here, covered everything. Even the main roads at that time were a little slick. I thought it would be worse to the north, which is part of the reason I kind of shrugged and said, yeah, I'm going to skip it. Huh. Who'd have thought?
Yeah, that's kind of what we were thinking, too. But why did we, I don't know, I guess it's from your perspective, but lucked out. I mean, the entire subdivision, nothing on the sidewalks, nothing on the street. Grass was lightly covered, but we're at 36, 37 right now, WABD. Yeah, we got lucky over here. All the doom and gloom never happened, but I think the temperature stayed close to freezing, if not a tad above.
Well, I didn't quite make out who that was. You were kind of broken. But, well, it was definitely more down here than up there, so interesting. It's not usually the case. Still not terrible, but I thought the opposite would be the case. Who was that was trying to break in? You were very broken.
Must be great. I heard them as well, but I don't hear them now. Well, this will be interesting to see when I get home if I have power. That's a pretty big pole they got snapped out there.
Well, hopefully you got power. I think you got a generator, don't you? Yeah, you do. So, all right, anyhow, I got to go clean up. I just made myself a ham and Swiss and green onion omelet. I got to go clean up. So I'll be listening. WAFU.
Take care, bud. Stop there. WAFU.
WHKJKJO. Can you hear me okay, Wally?
Yeah, we can now.
All right, yeah, it was me that was clicking in there, and I didn't realize I wasn't getting through. I'm on the UMP repeater right now, so I need no mobile units in this game.
Well, okay. I'm going to let you go. I'm pulling in the driveway and we got a lot to get done. So, should be good. Chat soon. WWD.
Sounds good. Melissa and Rachel had a good time with Marion and Leo. So, all around it was a good day. KG. See you later. Sorry, please.
WWD.
Bravo 8, Whiskey Tango Alpha.
Dakota, are you out there? This is KPR. I'm sorry, I didn't get who that was. It was in and out. Just caught a couple of syllables. Yeah, I'll try that again.
Okay, let's try the Warren repeater, even though I'm in downtown Mount Clemens. KJO, how do you hear me, Phil?
Oh, okay, Tom. Yeah, you're good. Yeah, yeah, it's weird. You're trying to go through the Mount Clemens, and maybe you were under the umbrella. How close are you to the repeater?
I can literally stare at it if I go outside.
There's your problem. Yeah, you're in the cone of silence. If you remember the Get Smart stuff. So, how's it going? Yeah, I was looking for a question. The Sean thought he might have had or gotten a radio that I'm looking at. I want to get his opinion on it. So, just out there, driving around. The roads are nice and clear now.
Oh, yeah, the roads are beautiful. I said, we've been out, we went to the breakfast this morning, so that was pretty cool.
Okay, I was thinking about joining it, but when it saw the snow, I said, nope, I'm not doing it. So, hope you had a good one. Who was there?
Let's see here. Myself, Dave T1 YNU. Wally was there. Don K BB. TZ8Z was there. 88OD John. Dave KFA-S was there. And I know I'm missing one. But and Tim NHWRO was there also. And there's somebody else, I can't remember who it was, but there's probably about 6 or 7 of us, and then the rest, my wife and my daughter, and then Dave's wife, and Wally's wife, they're all there.
That sounds like fun. Sorry, I missed it. Don drove all the way out there. Wow. All right. So, I'll catch the next one, probably. So now they got all the snow, and based on the temperatures, it doesn't look like it's going to melt anytime soon. We got all these leaves that are piled up in front of our house and in our backyard that we have a truck that comes by and sucks them up, and I don't know what they're going to do now. I got a feeling the snow cover is going to be around for a while.
I don't know. Here in Mount Clemens, they only got maybe about 1 inch, maybe 2. I got a little bit more up in Memphis. But it wasn't as bad as they said it was going to be. When I went out, my daughter, was at her boyfriend's in Richmond, and had my mother-in-law's car, and she zipped on up there this morning at like 6:30 and picked us up, and then we took off down there, and the roads are clear as a bell.
Yeah, they said the east side wasn't going to get as bad as us. I think we got probably 3 to 4 inches, I'm guessing.
Yeah, well, I'm only, 10, 15 minutes from Lake Huron or the Blue Water Bridge, so really didn't get that much lake effect. Yeah, so we've maybe got 3 inches max. It's heavy, though, so showing off the porch, got some weight behind it.
Sounds good. Well, let's see, I'm passing right by where my computer used to be. And it's so weird not seeing a tower there anymore. It's gonzo.
Yeah, I got an account up in that general area, so next time I'm up there, I'm going to have to take a look. So, yeah, things are changing, but hopefully you'll find a new site for it.
Tower's laying on the ground. I don't know. I think if anybody wants it, they can come get it. I think stuff is theirs for the taking. I don't know how much if they damaged it or if they took it down properly or not.
Well, there you go. Put it on the back side of your house.
Yeah, that wouldn't fly in my area, but there are people who could.
Yeah, that's something I have to research into. All right, bud, I'll let you try to keep getting a hold of Dakota. I can text him for you, let him know that you're looking for him on FBI. I got his cell phone number, so I'll give him a jingle for you. I'm going to get back to the family here. 73 in your final, KCAKJO.
Okay, I must just salt the road and get pelted with salt chunks. I hate that. All right, catch you later. drive safe out there. KGO.
KFA-DIC-KVA-WTA.
Sir, good afternoon.
Good afternoon on this cold day in Detroit, Michigan.
Location, I'm over here
in
Rochester, and
you're
sounding good.
Yeah, Detroit, Michigan. You said Rochester, New York.
Rochester, Michigan.
Okay, the name here is Daniel, Delta Alpha, November, India, Echo, Lima. How are you?
Very good. And where are you calling from?
Detroit, Michigan.
Roger that. Yeah, you're sounding good. Is that your first time on this repeater?
No, since I've been here, I think it's been about the third or fourth time. Great linked up system, though.
Oh, yes, that's for sure. Well, good talking to you from Detroit.
And I'm over here at Rochester Hills, Michigan.
Take care, and have a good day.
You do the same, and enjoy the rest of your day. Kilo Bravo 8, Whiskey Tango Alpha. KPR.
N1KRD.
W8FU.
KF80YL.
KTMR, this is KF8FDO. Copy.
KTMR, this is KF8FDO.
Yeah, I can hear you that time. KTMR.
Try it one more time.
KTMR, this is KF8FDO.
Yeah, I can copy you. Your audio is kind of low. KTMR will be clear.
KF8FDO clear.
KF80YL.
WD8KLL.
KF8DIC.
KF8DRC, how are you doing, Jack?
Very good, how about you?
Oh, we're doing good. How about yourself? Did you get any snow down there?
Yeah, we had snow here. The time I got out, it was so heavy. It came down little bit. I had to get the snowblower out and take all that out because it was so heavy, you can't even shovel it.
Yeah, you're right about that. It was super heavy. Jen was on the blower today. She did a fantastic job.
She had that the snow blower two hand or one hand?
She had two hands on it. Yeah, she was out there going sideways back and forth on the driveway. She took care of it.
That's good. Oh, something.
Yeah, so I was over on 20 chasing the POTA guys around. I think I got all 50 states now.
Did you go to QID and you find out?
Yeah, I've got everybody logged. It's just a matter of they confirm it. One guy was in Hawaii on vacation doing POTA. And he said he would he'd get it logged next week, so I said no problem. But yeah, it's just a matter if they confirm the conversation, then I should have them all.
That's good. I had the same thing, but they said about what they did is go out on these cosigns. And I was missing one, two, I don't know, I'm about five of them. But and they have not decided yet.
Okay, yeah, I'm not sure. We were working pretty hard today chasing them around. There was quite a few people out. This last 2 days, actually, so Yeah, it's been a lot of fun with that amplifier, too. I've just been pushing through.
Is it working good, the amplifier? You get whatever you want out of it?
Yeah, it's working very good. Yeah, I haven't really cranked it up fully.
I mean, we're pushing 600 watts out there.
Yep, that's full power for sure.
And none of them give you the reading? What was their reading? You were twice plus probably.
Yeah, a lot of them. Most were 5'9", and, you know, some were lower. It just depends on their radio and their antenna, but, yeah, it's a lot of fun.
You know what? I didn't make up my mind on that, what they call it, another unit to buy. For that vertical, but I'm going to buy the 200 watts. I'm not going to go for the 100 watts.
Okay, you're talking about the auto tuner?
Yeah, I was looking at it yesterday. It's only $40 difference. So I said, let me get that. It's better anyhow to get that 200 auto tuner.
Okay, yeah, you're looking at LDG then?
It had both of them, two antennas out there. One of them for that vertical and the other one for the wire.
Yep, that's good. That's what you need, Jack. That'll take care of that for sure. Mine's working great. I love it. I got the 600 LDG.
So if it's a little bit of a problem, we don't have no problem to contact these people, correct?
Yeah, they got great support. You don't have to worry about that.
We contact them by email, by phone number.
I have both. The guy that actually owns the place, LDG, is the guy that supports it. So he's the owner and the supporter.
That's good. If you have both of them, keep them on the side. Keep these numbers on the side in case we have a problem or anything like that. You don't know, maybe sometime when the new one comes out, you know, I don't know what it's going to be, you know. We have to find out.
Yeah, no problem there. All right, Jack, I'll chat with you later there. I'm just trying to catch up. I've been on the radio all day, just got done with dinner, actually. So I got that Yaesu now out in the living room, so I'm able to listen. So we'll chat with you later. KF8DRC, WD8KLL, I'll be clear after yours.
I forgot that. Are you on that 2x4 in the chimney?
Yes, sir. Yeah, it's working great.
So it is. All right, we'll talk again. And good talking to you anyhow. We'll talk to you again, no problem at all. KF8DRC.
Okay, Jack. Chat with you later, buddy.
KLL, KFADRC.
Yeah, go ahead, Jack.
Well, don't count on that 725. Got a little bit big problem there. And they don't know when they're going to fix it. And, I don't know the rest of that thing there. I really don't know, but the 725 is down. I know that. I was talking to Sean yesterday, and they don't know when they're going to fix that. That's another problem.
Yeah, GMRS is falling apart, in my opinion. not only Flint, Saginaw, their repeater up there is making some kind of like a record scratch and sound when people are in their middle of their transmission. So, all right, well, hey, you know what? We got this side, and we can always talk over here, so.
Yeah, we can talk anytime we want, no problem at all. All right, Greg, take care. KFA-DAC.
WDA-KLL, clear.
KFA-DRC, KFA-DAYL.
Ken out there?
Yeah, that's right, Cigar 10.
Well, good evening, Ken. How you doing today? I know you're a little bit tired from Thanksgiving.
Yeah, my daughter was home, so that was fun having her home for a couple of days. But she went back to Ohio State down there, right in the middle of the game, you know. She had to skirt through while the game was going on, which is kind of funny. But she got back safe, but it was fun having her home.
Yeah, Roger that. They won yesterday anyhow. I was saying that they won. That's their first time winning the game.
Yeah, I don't pay attention too much to that, especially anymore. I mean, I used to go down to my customer in Ohio there all the time. I'd hear about it all the time, so I was always apprised as to Ohio State's status, but I seem to not be going down there much anymore, so I don't know what their status is. But I do know they won yesterday. But yeah, I transferred her car from my name. I gave the car to her, so it's in her name now, so she's got an Ohio plate now, so it won't get crossed off, you know, when she's down there with the Michigan plate, and now it's got an Ohio plate on, so when she had the Michigan plate, she used to have to go take it off on those game days or whatever to avoid it getting X'd off or stolen or whatever.
Well, now is the time to relax and start that cigar for a little bit till it get warm, and then you gotta go back again.
Yeah, I got a cigar going. I did some car maintenance this morning, and then went out and did a little bit of hunting this afternoon out back, and came back and lit up a cigar here and just enjoying the evening.
I do need that, relaxing a little bit, get away from all that shingles and this and woods and all that, look at all day. I don't blame you. They get to relax right now. It's the best time to relax with all these holidays coming up.
Yeah, I got some snow coming down again. Not much, but it's starting to come down again for some reason. And we got like 6, maybe 7 inches here. I don't know. Did you guys get much snow down there?
Yes, I believe we got 4 inches, but when I got up this morning, it was so heavy to shovel, I think it started the snowblower to get it out of there. That's how heavy was it.
Oh, well, I got tractors and machinery to take care of that. I don't shovel much except right around the house entrance and spares and little stuff. Other than that, the machines take care of the rest.
Yes. Bring that Kubota with you back, that big machine.
Yeah, I got my 35 horse Kubota, but I also got a little Kubota with the snowblower on the front. That's what I usually use for the driveway and stuff here, the 200 foot drive here, and out by the road, by the mailbox and stuff. They work well, those Kubota diesels, man. They just run. But it was heavy snow. They were working today. I could tell that engine was working, pushing that snow.
Yeah, because you guys out there close to that lake, I'm a little bit off from there anyhow.
Well, I'm not close to a lake here. I'm just in the middle of nowhere here in Birch Run. No, I mean, there's some smaller lakes around here, but no big lakes. That's up north. You're thinking of up north.
I guess so. Any chance you come to Troy?
I'll probably be down there in the next week or so to visit a buddy of mine who's like at 18 in Rochester or so. I know that's probably not too far from you.
Let me tell you, I'm not too far from that cigar place. It just opened. Where is that right here?
There was a cigar place we went to last time I went and visited them. It was right on Rochester Road. I want to say just a little bit north of M-59 on the west side of the road. I can't remember where it was exactly, but I think it was right around there.
Yeah, on west side of the road, you're right. Cross street from Lowe's. Lowe's is on the other side of the street. That's what that is. And if you drive another maybe 200 feet, you see Big Meyer over there.
Yeah, we went to that cigar lounge last time I was down there a few months ago, and that was a pretty good place. I enjoyed it.
Well, let me know. If I'm available, I will be glad to come meet with you. No problem at all.
Hey, you want to join us at the cigar lounge?
I don't know about that. I don't know if I can sit on that cigar lounge. There's too much smoke coming at me.
Yeah, I hear you. It's probably not good for a lot of things, that's for sure. But that's what we enjoy anyway.
That's good. I like that. You guys, some people like enjoying drinks. Some people enjoy smoking cigar. I used to, smoke cigar before. And we used to enjoy it. We used to go to 4 or 5 people out to the restaurant and all that, sit there. And all the way in the back, we used to sit. And in the 80s, and I'm not saying now, but in the 80s, because the smoker was free back then.
Yeah, I hear you. I hear you. I just wish somebody would tell my wife a little bit of cigar smoking is okay. She hates it. She can't stand it if I come in smelling like cigars. But whatever. It is what it is.
Oh, sometimes it's not bad, really. And I think probably at the end, when you finish smoking it, that's when that real stuff comes out.
Well, I tell her, I'm like, it could be worse. I could be like a drunk or a gambler or something, gambling all our savings away. Cigar smoking, what's the harm?
I see what you're saying, Ken. All right, Ken, I'm going to get some ice cream going in here. I just finished eating Amish turkey. I ate the rest of the turkey. Now I got me some ice cream. Good talking to you and good to hear from you. We'll talk again. I'll be here. KFADRC.
All right, well, if I head that way, I'll give you a shout. Amish turkey and ice cream. That sounds like a great combination. Have a good night, Jack. AFA, AYO.
ABAQLY, looks like.